You're listening to All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Jamie Floyd. Tonight, Girls Trip hits theaters. The movie stars Jada Pinkett Smith and Queen Latifah, and it's directed by Malcolm Lee, known for Best Man and other successful films about the black male experience. But does this film empower black women in the same way? Joining me here in our New York studio to discuss what Girls Trip says about feminism, black film, and the African-American experience is professor of film at Vassar College, Dr. Mia Mask. Thanks so much for coming in today.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Girls Trip follows four longtime friends who have a wild time and rekindle their relationships at the New Orleans Essence Festival. It also stars Regina Hall and Tiffany Haddish. Here's a clip.
Lord, please make sure that Lisa don't get an STD and that nobody has kidney failure, because we finna get messed up, and let me get pregnant by somebody rich. That's all I ask. Amen.
Now, Mia Mask, you saw Girls Trip just last night. Is it feminism or is its feminism misplaced?
Well, I'm not sure it's feminism. I wouldn't call it feminism. I would say there's sisterhood here, and there's a lot of raunchy comedy here, so there are definitely laugh-out-loud moments, but I wouldn't describe this film as feminist. We might say it's a film about a woman who's empowered by her girlfriends to leave her cheating husband, but it's not, that doesn't make it feminist per se, so I wouldn't describe it that way.
But many are crediting Malcolm Lee and other directors of black comedy like Tyler Perry for creating these roles, because they're giving roles to black women actors who might not get roles like this, or maybe even roles at all. Would the film have been helped if the director had been a woman?
Well, I think the film would have been helped if the writing were a little bit different, if the characters were written with a little bit more interiority. Right now, it's a fun, you know, romp, but it's a bit raunchy, and there's not as much substance in terms of the characters. So it's like Hangover 3 with black women thrown in, you know? And I don't have anything against those films. I like The Hangover, but this is not something new. This is not breaking with convention at all.
Which brings me to the question of the blaxploitation genre, because a lot of people celebrate Malcolm Lee's films as a return to that genre from the 1970s. Some of those films are back in theaters, in fact, this summer. You know, films like Shaft and Superfly, Foxy Brown.
Who's the black private dick that's a sex machine to all the chicks? You're damn right.
Was that genre empowering in the first place? And how well do these films hold up as a part of that genre now?
Yes, those films were empowering at the time that they came out, but they were different from what we're seeing today. So we had seen before blaxploitation so many years of Sidney Poitier. Really, he had been throughout the 60s the most popular star. And by 1967, he's literally not just the most popular black star, he's the most popular star in America. But there was a containment of Poitier's sexuality, right? He very rarely had a love interest. He very rarely had any sexuality on screen. So by the time we get to the end of the 1960s, people are so tired of this containment of black masculinity, this containment of black virility and of black relationships. So blaxploitation emerges onto the screen with these authoritative, tough, kick-ass, you know, virile figures, men and, you know, very powerful women, that is a real departure from what had come before.
So it's a political statement as well as entertaining.
Absolutely.
How is this different then?
These films are derivative of Hangover 1, 2, 3, 4, of the Knocked Ups, of the, you know, Pineapple Express. They're not new, and they're upping the ante maybe on the raunchiness, on the bawdiness, on some of the silliness, but they're not new politically speaking.
There have been some films that are new and enormously successful. I'm thinking, of course, of the biodrama Hidden Figures. Octavia Spencer, Taraji P. Henson, Janelle Monáe, admirable characters, and nominated for multiple Oscars as well as a huge box office success. And yet other filmmakers will go to Hollywood and say they can't get a film greenlit if the main characters and the storyline is a black storyline. Why does that continue to persist in Hollywood today?
Because they're afraid to take risks. It's all about financial investment and return on that investment. So anything that seems like it will depart from a sure investment is seen as risky. So you're right. I mean, it's great that Hidden Figures did well, but I wonder how that got made. And there are other films that are finally coming out that are a departure from the standard issue. So Moonlight, right, or Get Out. But they are looking for something that seems like a sure thing. And they probably looked at the script of Girls Trip and thought, hey, there's a whole legacy of these films in this vein. This formula works. I'll bank on that.
My guest has been Professor Mia Mask of Vassar College. She is the author of numerous books on black film, including Divas on Screen, Black Women in American Film. Mia, thank you so much.
You're welcome.